Well, good evening and welcome everyone to Pierce High School and volleyball on a snowy Tuesday night. It's Zimmerman in town. The Thunder to face the Pioneers. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammon with you as the JV wins 2-1 tonight. 25-50, 26-24, and then Zimmerman took the 16-14 third set. So the varsities are out. We'll come back. We'll check in with the head coach of the Pioneers. Beth Fisher will join us when we return. Piers Zimmerman tonight on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. Now that the hustle and bustle of the summer is drawing to an end, now's the time to visit us and get that new Verizon phone, tablet, or watch you've been wanting. You'll always get the design difference when you buy from us. We help you out from start to finish and make sure that you get the phone you want and the service you deserve. If you're ready to get that new Verizon device, visit us today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show is Beth Fisher, coach of the Pioneer volleyball team, 1-1. Got to feel a lot better after the Malacca match than you did after the Foley match.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually felt really good after the Foley match, too, because the girls played fantastic, I thought, for their first game out.
Yeah.
If they can play with that intensity, I think we'll have a very successful season. But, yeah, the win against Malacca was also a good start.
Always interesting to see, even, you know, in a long season, that first game, you didn't know you were going to have a season. Then I think more than anything, just the excitement to be out there and realize that, hey, this is a real match. We're playing, you know, against an opponent. And then more into the business aspect of you know, getting ready for an opponent. And tonight and Thursday will be the same thing with two scheduled matches.
Yeah, the girls were definitely very excited to be out on the court and playing an actual game. Feels like forever since they've really got to compete for some of them. So that's been good. And, yeah, looking forward to two matches this week, which feels more like a normal schedule and getting into the regular part of the season.
It's, I would imagine, very important to find their stride as quick as they can. With only, you know, it's a short season, and if you're going to do as well as you want to do or hope to do, you know, you can't have a lot of lapses early. You got to come out firing right away.
Yeah, and you know, I'm still actually as a coach trying to figure out what our best lineup is, mm-hmm. because we have a lot of skilled girls that can play multiple positions, and so trying to figure out what's going to work best for our team. So I'm still mixing things around on them a little bit. They're adjusting very well, and I think that's also a good thing for them to be able to do if we get to a spot in our season where we're missing a few because they're distance learning or something, then they're going to have to shuffle. So it'll be a good skill for them to have, and they're adjusting well. Hopefully we can find what lineup we want and kind of have it set so that we can feel more, you know, routine, I guess.
I talked with a couple of your seniors before, and some of the questions I asked is, I asked the two tonight, Kelsey and Becca, well, what do you think some of the strengths are? And they both responded identically with the ties and the friendship of the group is so strong that they really feel that's a strength to get them through anything.
Yeah, it really is. They really do support each other very well. And one of the things I've commented to the girls already is when they get taken out of the game, how supportive they are on the bench. And we haven't always seen that in the past. So it's really good to see the girls being supportive and cheering on their teammates that are out there when they're not.
What goes into the process of determining, Emily Sedlowski moves to libero for you this year. What helps you make that decision? Is it talking with that individual, just seeing what their strengths are, talking to them, seeing would you be willing to do this? Or, you know, what goes into putting that piece of the puzzle together?
Yeah, well, I've known that Emily has been a strength defensively for us for the last few years. And so actually in the JO season, in the off season, she tried some libero. Okay. And my plan was kind of to maybe be switching her and Emily Harold, taking turns doing libero. However, I think Emily Sedlowski has shown that she has earned that spot. And I know she would like to do some hitting as well.
Yeah.
However, I feel like we need her in that spot right now as a team. Defensively, she has done wonderfully. She's really good at reading the hitter, which is not a skill that a lot of high school kids can do.
Your opponent tonight, the Zimmerman Thunder, what do you know about them? I know we had some success against them last year.
Yeah, I think we're looking for possibly some out-of-system things getting thrown at us and trying to be ready for that, which is kind of what we talked about and are getting prepared for. You know, I don't really know, I guess, what to expect. I feel like we're hoping to just come out and dominate and play our game on our side the entire night.
So. All right, Coach, good luck to you tonight.
Thanks.
Coach Fisher of the Pioneer Volleyball Team, they get ready to face Zimmerman on You Are Their Sports, coming up next.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is David Rushel, Piers Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2020-21 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our schools in a positive manner and doing what you can during this pandemic to allow our students to stay in school and continue with their activities. We know you wish you were in person supporting our pioneers, but all the contests will be streamed this year. Go to our activities website to find the links. Thank you again, and go Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Frisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootlegger's Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
All right, welcome back to the Memorial Athletic Center. It's Zimmerman in town carrying an 0-2 record tonight as they have lost to Cathedral and Foley on the road so far. And they make another road trip here to Piers. They've yet to play at home. Pioneers have gone 1-1, losing 3-1 at Foley, coming back to defeat Malacca last week. So they're 1-1. Zimmerman 0-2. Zimmerman navy blue shorts and tops with gray numbers and letters. Thunder across the back. Pioneers in their blacks. And we are set to go. And it looks like it will be an opening serve for the Pioneers with junior Kiara Olish. And we are set to go. Left to right. And volleyball on You Are Their Sports is underway. Olish sends it middle back and chasing it down and flipping it out of play. It's 1-0 Pioneers on a winner by Kiara. Here's the lineup for Zimmerman and their head coach, Leah Dreesen. It'll be Brianna Plude, Kylie Olson, Samantha Paulson, Caitlin Hanlon, Carly Hanlon, and Olivia Williams. The libero is Abby Bartell. And now the down official has floor official wants the crowd to move from the bottom row bleachers up upper row. So I've yet to see that before, but we've seen it now. It's 1-0 with Olish serving again for the Pioneers. coming up between games here, we'll have visits with seniors tonight, as there's a service winner again, and it's 2-0 for Kiara Olish and the Pioneers. Coach Fisher has asked me if we would spotlight. There are so many seniors, 11, I believe, this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, 11 seniors. And there's four hits. It's 3-0 start for Pierce. So we will be featuring a brief interview with seniors throughout the matches, and we'll have one between the first and second games and between second and third games. And our feature seniors tonight, Becca Benjamin and Kelsey Cummings. So we'll hear from those two. First volley really going to the night, as here is a middle tip coming over to cover for the Pioneers with Alyssa Gertz. Here comes Ellie Fisher, and Ellie delivers the kill to make it 4-0. Pioneers have Alyssa Gertz, Emily Daler, Ellie Fisher, Ashley Kimmett, Emily Sedlowski in the libero white jersey, and still serving is Kiara Olish at 4-0. Good serve, and it's a winner. It goes off Kylie Olson in the middle back. And it is a 5-0 start, and they'll bring their libero Abby Barthel into the lineup as Kiara with 5 straight service points. Trying to make it a half dozen. Play to the net. Good first pass. Sets up a free ball, and the Pioneers will be charged in the net. Either Ellie or... No, it was Emily Daler in the net. So there's the first Zimmerman point, and it's 5-1. Service now starting for Olivia Williams, one of the seniors. She rips it over to Sedlowski. Left side hit, Alyssa Gertz. Too much. And it's 5-2. Back-to-back Zimmerman points. Pioneers is back home on Thursday, and now we have what? Oh, we have a rule that it was tipped off a blocker up front. So instead of 5-2, it should be 6-1. And now serving Ellie Fisher, the homecoming queen here at Pierce. And Ellie, first pass is to Brianna Plude, their setter, pushed deep, and Sedlowski. Good effort, but couldn't quite get to it as she went sliding across the back line. And now it's 6-2. And we get a substitution in for Pierce. Emily Harold will come in for Ellie Fisher in the back row, near back. The middle back is the libero, Sedlowski, with Kimmett over on the far side. Here's the service from Zimmerman's Samantha Paulson. Near side, Daler tips it over, played there by Olivia Williams, and over to Gertz. In the middle, here is a big rip by Kimmett. And it rattles around in the rafters, and somehow Zimmerman gets it over. Tip back, and we have Zimmerman in the net. Boy, good rally, though, by Zimmerman to fight that off. You see it up in those rafters, and it often almost is an automatic point, but they ended up going into the net. So it is 7-2, Emily Sedlowski. Good first serve. Plute in the middle. Blocked up front by the Pioneers, Kimmett and Courtney Strohmeyer's in the lineup. Short set for Courtney, and Courtney delivers a winner from the middle hitter. Senior Courtney Strohmeyer with a big swing. And the Pioneers are off to a solid start here tonight in game one. It's 8-2 over visiting Zimmerman. One of the few matches going on tonight. A lot of cancellations due to weather, but not here in Pierce tonight as Zimmerman makes the trek from the Metro. North Metro, I guess it would be. Kimmett gets it across to Barthel. They set up short set in the middle, tipped up front by Strohmeyer. Courtney now looks for Gertz. Gertz goes corner and in. Alyssa Gertz makes it 9-2. 9-2 start here for Piers in the opener. And again, as is the case with the new precautions for COVID, they'll stay on their sides of the court. No switchovers. There's a hit over to Harold. Harold wants Olish in the middle. Strohmeyer delivers too long. 9-3.2. The Thunder, they will sub out now. Checking out is Brianna Plute, a junior. And coming in, Madison Hayes, a senior. And the serve comes to Ashley Kimmett. First pass is Kiara Olish. And then from the back line, a back row attack from Sedlowski is lowered in the net to make it 9-4. And another serve coming for Caitlin Hanlon, sophomore for the Thunder. And it's over to Kimmett. In the middle, Olish. She wants Gertz on the right side. Hit her cross court. And in the net on a block was Zimmerman. And that'll bring substitutions. Maddie Poster and Brakanda Leshinsky will prepare to come in. Alyssa's coming out, as is Kiara. And Maddie Poster will serve. Last time we saw Zimmerman in this gym, it was a girls' basketball playoff game that the Pioneers won. Granite Ridge Conference games only this fall. Here's Poster's serve. 10-4 service by Maddie to Bartel. Up to the net. Free ball for Leshinsky. Good sprawling dig there from the back line by the Thunder. Sadlowski keeps one alive. Kimmins, her pass played from out of bounds by Hanlon over to Poster. Leshinsky pushes it over for Kimmins off a block and down. Ashley Kimmins from Brakanda Leshinsky. And it's 11-4. Another serve coming for Maddie Poster. Maddie. Deep near back, played there by Carly Hanlon. They'll go left side, hit long. That was Madison Hayes' attempt to find the back row, and just a little too much, and it's a 12-4 start for Pierce here in game one. Speaking of game ones, tonight's first game of the World Series. Dodgers and Rays. Little miscommunication, and they're going to free ball it over, will the Thunder, to Harold from the back row. Poster in the middle. Wind up Strohmeyer. Big hit, Courtney. And a timeout, I believe, coming for the Thunder. Leah Dreesen gets a timeout as the Pioneers are out to a good start, 13-4.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, back to action here in Piers as volleyball with Zimmerman in town tonight. Thunder pick up a point out of the timeout, so it's 13-5 Pioneers serving Thunder right to left. Goes to Kimmin near back. Racing over to play it is Poster from the back line. Emily Sedlowski unwinds one long. 13-6. Pioneers lead is down to 7 now. We're in the opening set. And another serve for Zimmerman. And it's across to Emily Sedlowski, middle back. Poster feeds Leshinsky from the left side. Nailed it. Perfect pass from Maddie Poster to Brakanda Leshinsky. And Brakanda with a big finish to make it 14-6. And Ellie Fisher comes in for Emily Harold. It's Ashley Kimmin to serve. Poster, Sedlowski, Fisher, Strohmeyer, and Leshinsky out on the court for the Pioneers. Ashley Kimmin serve at 14-6. Up to the net and from the back row. And that's going to float long. And it's a 15-6 lead. Zimmerman 0-2, swept on the road at Cathedral and Albany. Tough schedule to start the year for the Thunder. Two pretty good programs. Here's a set to the near side, racing up but playing it off the net was Olivia Williams. 16-6 Pioneers in the opener. Not sure if all these matches are going. I've heard Cathedral has postponed tonight, so Foley was supposed to be at Cathedral. There's a long serve by Ashley, 16-7. Mora was in Little Falls. Malacca at Albany. Those were the scheduled matches in the conference tonight. Bartel to serve. Abby Bartel, junior libero. White jersey. And knuckleball serve played there by Ellie Fisher to Strohmeyer. Gives it back to Ellie from the left side, and she finds the zone. Pioneers are hitting well tonight. Early start
They aren't making a lot of mistakes up front. 17-7. Emily Daler comes in for Emily Sedlowski. And Courtney Strohmeyer will serve. Top spin over. Played by Carly Hanlon and into the net. 18-7. Piers in the opener. And that will bring Liz Kellish in for Ashley Kimmon. Liz is going to go into the back row. One of the seniors. Here's Courtney Strohmeyer. Another good top spin serve. Bartel plays it off the first pass. Racing up to hit it. And Kellish played it in the back row. Still alive for Daler on a free ball over. Now setting it up is Hayes in the middle. Just flipped over by Williams. Poster for Bleszczynski off a tip played by the Thunder. Up again to Hayes. Williams hits low and in the net. Pioneers win the point. And they're closing in on the first game. 19-7 coming up between games. We'll hear from one of the seniors. As it'll be Strohmeyer with a wicked serve, and it's a near winner, and they got it over. Good job by Thunder sticking with that. Big hit there by Bleszczynski, dug by Bartel. Flip back to Strohmeyer. Now Poster wants, ooh, what an effort there by Fisher to go down to the floor to play it. And now flipped over on a free ball by Paulson. Bleszczynski dumps it over. Thunder scrambling. Over is Williams to Kellish. Up to Poster. In the middle, Daler on a directional tip. Played there by the Thunder. Here comes Williams. Dug by Kellish again. Right side, Bleszczynski off a tip. Good cover by the Thunder. Back to Daler. Tipped over again by Bleszczynski. Longest rally of the night going. Williams takes a big swing and finally into the net. Heck of a point one there, and both coaches up applauding their team's efforts. Pioneers 20, Thunder 7. Service for Courtney Strohmeyer again. Just over, played by Hanlon, and they'll pass it, ooh, almost wide, but Bleszczynski played it up to the net, and Brakanda, she played the ball, kind of peeked down to see where she was on the floor, and probably has a little second thoughts about letting that one go, but it's a point for Zimmerman to make it 20-8. Now they will sub in. It'll be Brianna Plude, a junior up front. Nope, she's going back to serve. Plude to serve, right to left. And it's played by Liz Kellish. To Poster in the middle, come flying up is Bleszczynski. Good cover there by Hanlon, Carly Hanlon. And they get into a scramble there, and Williams just coming near the scorer's table, punched at it and couldn't get it in. So now Gertz and Olish back in. 21-8 Pioneers with the lead, and Maddie Poster and Brakanda Bleszczynski will check out. Between games, we'll hear from senior Becca Benjamin on a senior spotlight of a serve for Olish here at 21-8, and that'll be a winner. 22-8 on an ace. Kiara, who started this one, I think about five straight, maybe six service points to really get this first game rolling. And now she's going to try and close it out. Over. Bartel punches it up in the air. They got one more hit available, and it's free balled over by Paulson. To the net. Olish in the middle. Knocked to the corner by Daler, and that'll win the point. Emily Daler. And it's 23-8. Olish serving once again. Kiara. Short serve that time. Free ball at the net. There's a hammer. Ellie Fisher. And it's game point at 24-8. And Kiara, who started the game, will try and finish the game at the service line. Here's the 24-8 game point serve. Played up and free ball over. This will give Kellish back row. Good pass. Olish for Gertz. Back to Bartel. Played up to the net again. Williams over and wide, and the Pioneers take the first. 25-8. Pioneers with a first game win. They'll gather and talk over strategy and get ready for game number two. When we come back, we'll visit with Pioneer senior Becca Benjamin. She'll join us on a Pioneer senior spotlight next.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo. I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Joining me now on another Pioneer Senior Volleyball Spotlight is senior Becca Benjamin. And Becca, welcome. Season is underway here. We're a couple of matches in. Talk about your thoughts coming into this season. We didn't really know we were going to have a volleyball season, but all of a sudden, State High School League said, yep, go ahead, play. Talk about the ride that kind of was for the team, knowing that, hey, we're going to be able to play this fall.
Well, it was good that we got a season because I was kind of scared that I didn't get my senior volleyball season, but I'm kind of glad we did because being a senior, it's really important.
Did you set some personal team goals coming into this year?
Just supporting everyone and just being there for everyone. If they make a mistake, say they're fine and shake it off and just be more consistent and supportive of everyone.
You got into the match against Malacca last week and did some nice things. Talk about what you see as your role. What has the coach told you that you should be ready to do whenever you're called upon?
I'm mainly a server. She said I'm one of the strong servers, so that's pretty much my role right now.
As you've watched the Foley match, the Malacca match, what do you think are some of the strengths of this year's Pioneer team?
Supporting everyone when we're always pumped and everything and just being consistent and always being so just rowdy.
Yeah. Where does that come from developing? I mean, obviously, the majority of you girls have known each other growing up through youth ball, you know, when you were the little kids at 5-6 years running on the court in between matches here. That's been a long time coming, building those ties.
We've just known everyone and what we're good at and basically just know each other when we're down and just how to get each other up.
Plans after school?
Probably go to college, maybe for a photographer, be there for my son, and just be maybe a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. And finally, as we talk to Kelsey as well, folks that you'd like to thank that have kind of cheered you on and supported you here as you moved into your senior year?
My parents, definitely, and my sister. She's been my most biggest supporter, always been there for me and just cheering me on. And everything I pretty much do right now is for my son, so thank him, too, for being there for me.
Well, Becca, I thank you for taking time out, and good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, that's Becca Benjamin, one of the seniors here on this year's Pioneer Volleyball team.
All right, a very nice visit with Becca Benjamin, and after the second game happens, we will have a visit with another senior, Kelsey Cummings. This is the only conference match tonight. All the other ones were postponed. Malacca at Albany, Moore at Little Falls, Foley at Cathedral were all called off tonight. Little Falls will play their home match with Mora tomorrow night. Teams are back out on the court. We haven't begun the second game. Piers rolled to a 25-8 opener, and now Mora to serve with Brianna Plew. Their head coach, Leah Dreesen, their bench to my right, Pioneer bench down to my left. And the tower official says, let's play volleyball. And Plew directs her serve long, ducking out of the way. Emily Sedlowski, Pioneers take the early 1-0 lead in the second. And starting this service rotation is Ellie Fisher. Running jump serve directed to the middle back. Ahead to Plude. Big windup and off the block. Good solid swing there. Put together by Samantha Paulson. Sophomore middle hitter. That'll bring Emily Harold in for Ellie Fisher. On a change for the Pioneers. Pioneers took the first 1-0. And now Harold plays it from the back line. Up ahead to Olish. Wind up, and there's Kelsey Cummings. Was it tipped? No. Kelsey rifled it long, and it's 2-1 for Zimmerman. Alyssa Gertz, Kira Olish, Kelsey Cummings up front, Emily Harold, Emily Sedlowski, and Ashley Kimmon in the back row. Here's the serve for Zimmerman. Comes to Sedlowski. Olish wants Kimmon from the attack line, and it's a winner for Kimmon. 2-2 on the kill for Ashley. And now Courtney Strohmeyer in for Kelsey Cummings. And it's Sedlowski serving. Wearing her white libero jersey. Emily, good first serve. Passes ahead. Now free ball. Oh, almost a miscommunication. They were able to get it over to Harold. In the middle, here's Gertz hammering it just long. Alyssa almost caught the back row, but it's Long and Zimmerman up 3-2 in the second. Martel there, libero out, and coming in is Samantha Paulson. She will serve. Paulson stands right in the middle of the court, sends it long. Service error, ties it at 3 in the second. And Paulson out, Martel in on a libero change. Poster coming in, and so is Leshinsky as Gertz and Olish will step off the court and take a seat as the Pioneers have Maddie Poster back to serve, the senior. Maddie to the middle back, to Plute in the middle. Left side hit. This is Lauren Bondas who's in, and she gets a kill. Lauren Bondas, a junior, makes it 4-3 Zimmerman, and now they will bring in Hayes up front for Plude, and they serve with Hanlon. To Sidlovsky, good first pass to Poster. Poster directs it for Leshinsky, and she gets the winner. A little cut shot from the left hitter spot, and Brakanda ties it at 4. Ellie Fisher in, and Emily Harold coming out. Pierce 4, Zimmerman 4. Second game. Kimmon serving from the far corner. Knuckles over to Bartel. Chases her setter up to the net. Passed over to Sidlovsky. Poster for Fisher from the left side. Good dig there by Olivia Williams. Now hit over and blocked up front by Brakanda Leshinsky on the swing by Lauren Bondas. And the Pioneers have their first lead at 5, or actually second lead, 5-4. Kimmon serving now. Short serve, ace! Ashley Kimmon with the ace. 6-4 Pioneers in the second. Another serve for Ashley. She is a sophomore. Good serve from the back row. Bartel hammered off Sedlowski. Good dig there by Emily. Fisher set up, and she gets another winner. Boy, the Pioneers are really getting that first pass in, and it all starts there on the defensive side from the back row. It sets up either Maddie Poster or Kiera Olish when they're in the center spot, and they're able to dish out, and they're going to pile up some assists at this rate. Short serve, just hit the net and got over, and now it's played from deep, and that's in right at the line, Judge. Pioneers opted to let it go and had enough topspin to catch the line, and that'll be a kill for Madison Hayes. 7-5 now the score. And back to serve is Lauren Bondas, a junior. Bondas sends it too long. Boy, several service errors have hurt the Zimmerman cause tonight. And it's 8-5, and they will now sub in Drew Tempesta the first time. Drew will come in for Bondas. Kelsey Cummings returns up front for Emily Sedlowski, and Courtney Strohmeyer is serving. Here's Courtney. And a good serve sends it off the libero and into the crowd, or where the crowd would be in this rather minimal attended ball game. 9-5 on the service winner for Courtney, and Strohmeyer again. Middle back, Bartel to the net, and tipped over. There was Kimmon ready to play it. Poster wants Leshinsky, and too long. Brakanda whistled one past the service line to make it 9-6 Pioneers. And the side out will come to Zimmerman to serve right to left. And back in is Paulson for Bartel. And they set up their serve. Strohmeyer can't handle that. It's off her and a winner for the Thunder. That's Kylie Olson with the ace. And it's 9-7 now, serving to cut it to 1. Olson approaches, knuckles it over to Kimmon. From outside the lines, Leshinsky, and then finally it's just Strohmeyer. Nope, they're going to get Brakanda on a lift, and it's 9-8. So this is the best stretch going for Zimmerman right now. And now Olson will serve to tie. This is to Strohmeyer. Went down to Anita, play it ahead to Cummings. Here's Leshinsky low in the net. We are tied at 9 in the second. 9-9 in the second, and now serving for the lead is Kylie Olson, a senior. 1 of 5 on the roster. And Olson directs it back to Kimmon in the middle back. Poster wants Leshinsky, and she just flipped it over, got a piece of the net. Here comes a big swing from the back row. Williams to Poster on the left side. This is Fisher winding up, and it's off the block and down. Ellie Fisher gives Piers a 10-9 lead, the senior. And Coach Beth Fisher will bring in Kiara Olish, replacing Brakanda Lyshinsky, and Alyssa Gertz will check in for Maddie Poster, and it's Olish up to serve at 10-9 second. Pioneers up a game after a 25-8 win in the opener, and down the sideline, and a winner. Olish having a strong night at the service line, gets another ace, and it's 11-9. Kiara, a junior, floats one over and popped right back up for Fisher, and hustling after it in a good scramble again. We've seen Zimmerman make some plays on the deep, on their heels. They'll have to do it again this time. Too much scrambling as the Pioneers able to attack at the net. And it's a 12-9 lead. Olish on another nice little service run here. Middle back. Well, she's really changing up the speeds on her serves. There's a block up front by Gertz and Cummings. And it's 13-9. Kiara Olish serving again. The lead has grown to four now in the second. Kiara just over. Up to the net. This will be tough for the Thunder, and they will get it over on a Williams free ball. Olish off for Fisher from the left and off the block and down. And Ellie Fisher piling up the kills tonight. 14-9. Lindsay Strohmeyer goes up into the crowd to field that ball. Here's another Kiara Olish serve. Played there by Plute. And from the middle, it's just knocked over there by Paulson. Right side kill swing off of the block. Gertz kept it alive to Cummings in the middle. Cummings has it sent back up front. And what do we got? No, we got the Pioneers, I believe, in the net. Now the referees want to talk about something. Pioneers kept after that, and I think they might have almost fooled the refs if we might have a little bit of a change here. They called the point for Zimmerman, and they're going to say, yeah, they realize that the Pioneers still were able to keep that ball alive, so the old do-over coming. The two thumbs up signals no point either way, so we'll do it again at 14-9. There's an Olish serve right back to the Pioneer side. Gertz off for Fisher, left side, and there's going to be another winner, and it's Ellie Fisher making it 15-9. Olish. That's about six straight service points for Kiara. I think she came in to serve at 9-9. 15-9. To the net and into the net off the serve return. 16-9. And we might get a Zimmerman timeout soon. This is starting to get away from them here in the second as Olish has served the Pioneers to a seven-point lead. And that one's into the net. 16-10. And now the Thunder will serve. And they'll bring in Breanne Plude. And Plude will replace Madison Hayes. 16-10. Plude to serve right to left. Sends it back to Strohmeyer. Olish off for Gertz, left side. Dug back row nicely. Plude sets near side for Williams. Low and in the net. 17-10 Pioneers. And now it's Fisher to serve. Ellie drops back. Ellie on her approach. Good first serve. Up to the net, Plude. Short set in the middle. Punched up in the air by Olish. Free ball at the net. Won by the Thunder. Kept alive by the Pioneers, but that'll get the point for Zimmerman as between Kimmon and Cummings up front. Good effort, but not over. So now Harold in, Fisher out. 17-11 and a serve for the Thunder right to left. Mora comes into town Thursday night for more volleyball. Serve is played to Emily Harold. Up front, Olish a little dump, and Plude down but can't get it. And that's a heads-up play there by Kiara Olish. 18-11. And we have subs in. Becca Benjamin is coming in, and so is Emily Daler. And Laura Brondis in. Brondis for Hayes. Kelsey is out, and Strohmeyer's coming out. And Becca Benjamin to serve. At 18-11. And Becca goes near back, popped up. And the setter comes up and plays it over to Daler. Now it's Olish for Gertz on a swing wide. Alyssa Gertz misfires to make it 18-12. Side out for Zimmerman on the serve. And this will be Samantha Paulson, tall, blonde, ponytailed sophomore. Knuckleball is wide. The flag comes up from the line judge. Service error wide, and it's 19-12. Poster and Leshinsky pop off the bench. Gertz and Olish are coming out. The girls have perfected, instead of the high fives, it's the elbow tap. It's almost become second nature for them when they make a play or they come in and out of the game. There's a tip played nice in the back row by Benjamin. Kept alive to Harold, free balled over by Emily Daler. Now Bartel to Plute in the middle. Swung and knocked up in the air to Harold. That was Kylie Olson with the play from the back row. Poster plays it up. Leshinsky off for Kimmon. Big swing and off the block. It's out to Pierce. Credit Ashley Kimmon with the kill. And that'll make it 20-12. Another serve for senior Maddie Poster at 20-12. Poster, high arcing serve, played from the near back. Cross cut and a winner. Nice play that time. And that was Caitlin Hanlon. Now they'll bring in Madison Hayes for Brianna Plude, 20-13. And the serve ripped across to Harold. Plays it nicely in the middle. It's Daler off a Poster feed. Good dig by the Thunder. They'll get a swing blocked up front by Kimmon and Daler. Brondis low in the net. Lauren Bondis low, and that'll bring Ellie Fisher in for Emily Harold. Pierce 21, Zimmerman 13, and an Ashley Kimmon turn to serve. Coming up on the game break, we'll hear from senior Kelsey Cummings. Here's Ashley's serve. Up to the net. And it is swung over to Benjamin. Good pass to Poster. It allows Kimmon to four hits. That was Fisher. Hit it low and in the net, so a point Thunder. 21-14, and this is Lauren Bondis serving. That's Benjamin sending it right back to Bondis, up to the net. There's a swing blocked up front by Daler. They will hit it again. This is Williams softly over to Kimmon. Poster wants Fisher left side, cross court into the Zimmerman bench for a Thunder point. And that makes it 21-15. Another serve for Lauren Bondis of Zimmerman. Benjamin, good pass. Poster, though, her set to Daler was a little bit into the net. Not much chance for Emily. 21-16 now. Another serve for Lauren Bondis. Bondis, that will go long. Good decision by the back row of Benjamin and Kimmon to let it go. 22-16, and Courtney Strohmeyer will come in. Courtney will replace Emily Daler. And Kelsey Cummings is also going to be inserted into the match, replacing Becca Benjamin. Courtney to serve at 22-16 in the second. Pioneers closing in on a 2-0 lead here tonight. Pierce is 1-1 on the season. Zimmerman 0-2. Good top spin serve. And this will give Bartel a pass over to Kimmon. Up to the middle. Here's Cummings punching it deep, and a winner. Kelsey makes it 23-16. Cummings gets the point. Courtney Strohmeyer to serve again. Pierce won the first game 25-8. Now up 23-16. Strohmeyer to Bondis. Near side. Swung and blocked up front by Cummings. Kept alive, and no! Point Pioneers as both Williams and Hayes got caught looking. And it's game point for Strohmeyer and the Pioneers at 24-16. The serve for Courtney. And it's played back row up to the front, dumped over to Kimmon. Kimmon's pass right back. Thunder get a swing at it, and they put it down in front of a diving Brickhandle Leshinsky. I believe that was Olivia Williams that got the point to make it 24-17. And now Bartel out, and up front comes Paulson. And their serve. Still game point. Kimmon, good pass ahead to Poster. This is Cummings for the finish. Kelsey dug in the back row. Played up to the left side swing by Williams. Over and down. Kimmons gave him the effort, but Olivia Williams gets the kill to make it 24-18. Another serve for Kylie Olson. Olson to Kimmon. Ashley finds Cummings and over from Fisher. Now here's Williams from off the net. Played to Fisher ahead. Poster wants Leshinsky, and Leshinsky rips him. A good middle row dig by Olson. Tipped over, kept alive. Cummings and back to Brakanda. Off the net and over, and there's the game. Brakanda will get the finishing point, and the Pioneers are up 2-0, winning 25-8, and now 25-18. And game three coming up, as well as a visit with senior Kelsey Cummings when we return to You Are There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. Fall harvest is here, and we hope all of our farmers please practice safe farming, and we ask everyone on the rows to please respect our farmers bringing their products home or to the market. In Piers, we sold out of our riding lawnmowers, but we have a few great deals on push mowers. And remember, we repair all ATVs, side-by-sides, chainsaws, snowmobiles, snow blowers, and yes, I said snow. It's coming, folks. For October and November, we are offering our annual Chrysalic Barrel and Hubbard Mineral Sale. Sunrise was just awarded the number one Chrysalic sales dealer in Minnesota, and I'd like to thank our staff and all of our customers for that accomplishment. Sunrise Egg does purchase and custom haul corn and soybeans along with drying corn and much more. Just check us out on the web at www.sunriseeggcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for the loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Joining me on this Pioneer Senior Volleyball Spotlight is Kelsey Cummings. And Kelsey, welcome. Boy, the season's underway here. Your senior year here. A lot of seniors on the team. We're going to focus on some seniors each and every broadcast here. But let's talk about your senior year, your thoughts coming into the year. What are your goals for this season?
My personal goal is to be more consistent. And as a big team for peers, I also think consistency, we do need to work on that.
Okay. As far as the positions that Coach Fisher has you playing in, what do you see as your role?
So I'm mainly a supporter, like a bench sitter, but I kind of get thrown everywhere. So when they need me, kind of day-to-day, probably outside and middle mostly.
Two matches in, you split so far, losing at Foley, winning your last match here with Malacca. So far, how would you grade out this Pioneer season just two matches in?
I think actually we're going to be one of the better teams coming through Piers in a long time. I think our friendships on and off the court really show, and our Foley game, we were all super pumped and excited, and I think we definitely feed off energy.
What do you like best about this year's team?
Again, I would say the relationships on and off the court.
Plans after high school now is here you are senior year, probably never thought it would be here, but all of a sudden here it is.
Right. I've been putting some thought into massage therapy, but I'm not quite sure. I'm still looking into some ideas.
All right. Final thoughts on Kelsey Cummings with us here. Anybody you'd like to thank that's kind of supported you along the way?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my sister Taylor. Coming home through the good and bad times, just her supporting me. Giving me words of advice and relatable advice also. And yeah, that's Taylor.
All right. How's the horse?
I actually sold it.
Oh, you did? That was my surprise question for you.
But he was good.
All right. Well, Kelsey, thanks for joining us, and have fun tonight, and good luck, and we'll see you out on the court.
Thank you so much,
right,
Rick.
That's Kelsey Cummings, one of the seniors on this year's Pioneer Volleyball team.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different, or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers or check us out on Facebook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Third game begins with a quick kill by Ellie Fisher and service point for Kiara Olish, and it's 1-0. Piers up 2-0 in the match. Trying to make it a sweep here. JV won 25-15, 26-24, and then Zimmerman took the third 16-14. And pretty close matches. There's a free ball at the net, and there's Daler tipping it over, but Thunder ready to play it. Bondas flips it back over to Emily Sedlowski. Her pass to the net is one up front. Sailed a little bit on Emily, and there to take advantage was Samantha Paulson for the Thunder. And it's 1-1 in the third, and they will now set to serve with Carly Hanlon. Carly and Caitlin Hanlon. Carly's the senior, Caitlin a sophomore. Here's Gertz going from the left. Hitter winner, Alyssa Gertz from right near the tower official gets the kill and puts Piers up 2-1 in the third. Again, it will be Mora in town Thursday for volleyball. Football in Sauk Center on Friday night. Up to the net. There's Daler to put it home. Emily right in the middle smacks it straight down to put Piers up 3-1. Ellie Fisher to serve. Here's Ellie. Low and in the net. That makes it 3-2 Pioneers. Kayla Young handing out Halloween treats down front, totally ignoring me. She's the libero tracker. Here is Harold receiving serve, ahead to Olish. Feeds off to Daler, goes back row to Brianna Plude, and sent too long from a back row swing by Carly Hanlon, and the Pioneers are up 4-2. Strohmeyer in for Daler. And Emily Sedlowski will serve at 4-2, up 2-0 in the match. Emily, low and in the net. 4-3, now side out coming to the Thunder. They will change. Coming in is Madison Hayes for Brianne Plude. And this is Carly Hanlon, the senior. Whacks it over to Kimmon. First pass comes to Olish in the middle. Strohmeyer is blocked up. Nice play by Kylie Olson. Harold, and there's Olson again, back-to-back. Nice net plays by senior Kylie Olson up front. 4-4, and now Zimmerman will serve for a game three lead. And it's good, an ace. Kimmon thought it was going to go wide, and it caught the line, and it's 5-4 Zimmerman in the third. A rare lead now put together by Zimmerman. They're down two. This will come to Harold in the middle back. First pass to Olish. Right side, Gertz off the block. Strohmeyer able to play it. Now it's Olish left side. Kim and low. 6-4. Zimmerman with the lead. 6-4 serve for the Thunder. Carly Hanlon. Over to Kim and awkwardly and down. Didn't square that one up, and now it's a timeout for Coach Fisher. The Thunder lead 8-4 in the third.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
First time out used tonight in any game by Coach Fisher, and it's 7-4 in favor of Zimmerman. After the timeout, another serve for Carly Hanlon. And that'll come to Kimmon. Pops it straight up, calling for it. Olish back row. Here's Harold ripping it to the back line. Here's Bondas off a tip up front of Strohmeyer, played by Kimmon. Harold, back set. Gertz knocks it down, but played back row by Hanlon. Olish played it out of bounds and kept it alive. Free balled over by Harold. To the near side in the middle, it's Kylie Olson over to Harold. Kimmon pushes it over. Gertz, a deep pass. Good dig by Bartel, the libero. And sent back to the Pioneers where Sedlowski digs. In the middle, here's a big swing by Strohmeyer. Dug by Bartel. Played up to the net. And low in the net. That was a Carly Hanlon misfire. So, 7-5. Maddie Poster and Brakanda Leshinsky prepare to return to action. Alyssa Gertz and Kiara Olish will check out. Poster to serve. Zimmerman 7, Pierce 5 in the third. A must-win game for the Thunder. Down two games already. Bartel, middle back, up ahead. Tipped over nicely. Little ace directional tip there by Kylie Olson. She's had a strong net game here in the third. 8-5. Lauren Bond is serving. Directs it to Kimmon. Pops it up ahead to Poster, right side. And hit wide on a swing by Strohmeyer to make it 9-5, Zimmerman. Lauren Bondas will serve again. Bondas floats it to Kimmon, up to Poster. He'll try it again with Strohmeyer, pumped up in the air a couple of times. Sedlowski runs it down. In the middle, it's Kimmon on a pass to the back row. Near side. Hanlon over to Harold, back line. Harold passes off, I should say, Poster passes off to Kimmon. Dug in, down. Bondas couldn't play the pass from libero Bartel, and the Pioneers get a point to make it 9-6 Zimmerman. Ellie Fisher will come in for Emily Harold, and Ashley Kimmon drops back to serve. 9-6 Zimmerman in the third. Ashley Kimmon to Bartel, middle back to their center. And from the back line, Bondas got it over the net. Kept alive and finally over by Sedlowski and found an opening in the middle, a scramble point. And the Pioneers get the point to make it 9-7. Both teams scrambling and finally Emily right in the middle of the court dropped it in. So now Kimmon will serve again. Down two in the third. Ashley, middle back to Bartel. In the middle to Hanlon. Here's Carly Hanlon, swung dug by Fisher. Fisher gets it back from Poster from the left side, and that's another winner for Ellie Fisher. And it's 9-8. The senior Fisher having a big night up front. And now Ashley Kimmon will serve for the tie here in the third. Here's his knuckleball serve. It's a tough chance, but they will get it off the block. Kimmon, a defensive dig. Fisher now over by Leshinsky, a deep pass. Up to the net in the middle. Knocked over to Leshinsky. Poster races up, gives it back to Brakanda, and mistimed her jump. She was on her way down when she contacted the swing, so into the net it goes, and Zimmerman up now 10-8. They bring Samantha Paulson back up. Yes, I believe it's Kylie Olson serving. To Sedlowski at the net. Poster able to play it, but that's all they can do. Tough chance there for Maddie up front. Makes it 11-8 Zimmerman. And it's Kylie Olson serving for the second time. The senior, number two on her navy blue jersey. Kind of the same uniform combo that you might see in years past from an Eden Valley Watkins type team. The navy and gray or silver. Here's a swing and a cross court dig. And it just avoided hitting that suspended curtain to stay alive by Kimmon. Kimmon Poster. Fisher, and that's going to be a lift on Maddie. And it's 12-8 Zimmerman here in the third, their best stretch here. And it's Kylie Olson on the serve. Takes her approach, gets it over to Emily Sedlowski. And it's rebounded over by Strohmeyer off a Leshinsky feed. From the left side, Hanlon hits wide. Right at line judge, Rachel Prisbilla here as... That was Carly Hanlon. Daler in for Sedlowski. It's 12-9. Favor of Zimmerman here in the third. And Courtney Strohmeyer, one of the 11 seniors, will serve left to right. Just over and played by Olson. Tipped over, down to the four to play it. Are the Pioneers and Fisher. Passed deep by Daler. Now a set up by the Thunder. Blocked up front. That's Emily Daler defending the middle. And it's 12-10. Daler gets the block. Strohmeyer to serve again. Courtney stands near the basketball baseline. About a three-step approach. Brondis in the middle. Played ahead to Hayes and then sent over to Kimmon. Maddie Poster wants Fisher from the left side. Played by Hanlon. And from deep, they're going to misfire that one. That was Kylie Olson. And that makes it 12-11 and a timeout for Coach Dreesen and Zimmerman as the Pioneers rallying. And it's 12-11 when we come back.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Courtney Strohmeyer on the serve coming out of the Zimmerman timeout. It's 12-11 Thunder here in the third. Pioneers are up two games. Here's Leshinsky on a deep pass. And Brondis up to the net and over by Paulson. Now Poster wants Daler. Dug in the back row again by the Thunder. Free ball over by Paulson and wide. And we are tied at 12. Pioneers have caught up. They were down by about four or five. 12-12 in the third with Strohmeyer serving for the lead. Poster, Kimmon, Leshinsky, Fisher, and Daler joining Courtney on the court. Over and dug back row nicely up ahead, and this will be Madison Hayes sending it wide, and Piers is up 13-12. Thunder's next match is scheduled for Thursday when Little Falls scheduled to go to Zimmerman for the home opener for the Thunder. The first three matches will have been on the road. Cathedral Albany now tonight in Piers. Back row attack is wide by Kylie Olson, and the Pioneers now up two, 14-12. And Courtney Strohmeyer putting together a strong service run. Beth Fisher chatting with assistant Jess LeBlanc down there, and there's one too long. Strohmeyer's service error makes it 14-13. Sadlowski, the libero, hops up off the bench and checks into the back row, and now Brianne Plude will come in to serve, replacing Madison Hayes. Plude to serve. Trying to tie it up. 14-13 Piers. Good serve to Sedlowski. Poster. Daler. Block. Back to Emily. Now Leshinsky, and this will be Kimmon from about 10 feet off the net. Over back line. Plude. Near side. Hanlon. Off Kimmon. Sedlowski. And from deep, Poster gets it across. Plude in the middle. Big swing by Williams is knocked down. Paulson, excuse me. Tipped over to Sedlowski. Poster goes far side. Here's a big swing again. And there's Ellie Fisher. And we have a Thunder player that hit the deck hard. And that was Kylie Olson right at the tower official. And well, she's going to be aided.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala.
They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, back to action as the injured Thunder player Kylie Olson taken to the end of the bench, an elevated right leg, it looks like, with some ice applied. Pioneers 16, Thunder 14. Ellie Fisher serving. We're in the third game. Pioneers trying for a sweep tonight. Hit over to Gertz. Sedlowski and punched across. Daler got a piece of it. Kimmen and back to Daler and over. Now Plude comes near side for Bondas. Blocked off Daler and down off Bondas. Pioneers work hard for a point with Daler the block. Right back off the hitter, Bondas for the point. 17-14, Pioneers with Fisher to serve. Good first serve and an ace! Ellie right down the seam makes it 18-14. Another serve for senior Ellie Fisher. Right in front of her family over there. Dad and grandma and brothers. Here is Bondas tip. There's Daler up at the net to deny. Again, over. Pass deep by Plude. Played there by libero Sedlowski. In the middle, Daler, and they're going to get Kiara Olish for a lift there to make it 18-15. And to serve for Zimmerman, sophomore Samantha Paulson. Sub in, Fisher out, and Emily Harold back into the back lineup. And that serve is played off to the side by Sedlowski, and here's Kimmen on a deep row attack up to the net. Plude gave way, and it's knocked over to Harold again. Olish's pass leads Kimmen into the net. No chance for Samantha for Ashley as Pioneers' lead is down to two now, 18-16, and another serve for Samantha Paulson. One-step approach, and there's a good pass by Kimmen, and now it's Daler from the right side, and a soft little hit over. Daler with a little changeup dropped it in to make it 19-16, and here comes Strohmeyer in for Emily Daler, and Emily Sedlowski will drop back to serve. And it's across to the net, tough chance for Plude, and they'll get it over. Strohmeyer, Olish, left side, here's Kimmen, low swing and into the net. 19-17, serve coming over to the Thunder. And this will be Olivia Williams serving right to left. Off the net and over. Ace for Williams. 19-18. Williams serving again. Now to tie for the Thunder. It's to the side and played there by a sprawling Kimmen. Gertz off a block. Played over to Plude. Plude comes for Brondis. Left side too long. 20-18. Pioneers here in the third. And it will be Poster checking in to serve. Also Leshinsky coming in as Gertz and Olish will leave. Pioneers are back home Thursday against Mora. And then they will send the football team to Sauk Center on Friday night the rest of this week. High floating serve by Poster to the net. Played off the net, and it's over by Bartel the libero to Sedlowski. Up to Madison, left side. Kimmen off a block. Good dig there by Williams. Williams gets it back. Hanlon now to Sedlowski. Poster in the middle. Left-hand tip, and down by Strohmeyer. Courtney finesses it over. 21-18. Maddie Poster wearing number 2 on her black jersey, the senior. Serving at 21-18. Punches it deep. Played there by Carly Hanlon. Plude back set. Big hit, but wide off target. And it is a 22-18 lead. I think the player that had to be helped off is back out there, Olson. She takes a swing off a tip, down to play it off the floor with Sedlowski. Finds Polster and Kimmen on a deep pass. Up to the net, Plude back, and a big hit delivered by Kylie Olson. Harold and a pass across by Strohmeyer. Plude. And a swing over, and there's Maddie Polster. Free ball at the net. One up front by Kylie Olson. I'm almost positive Olson is a player. I don't see her sitting on the bench down there, so that's good to see that she's back in. Some ice on it momentarily. Now the serve for Lauren Bondas. Kimmen to Polster. Back row attack coming from Sedlowski. Over to Bartel. Plude. Left side is too long. That's a hit misfired by Carly Hanlon from the left side. Oh, they're going to say it was blocked. Tip was called off of a Pioneer blocker. So it should be 22. As a serve will be Lauren Bondas. I think it's 22-20. Played by Sedlowski. Polster feeds Leshinsky. Big swing, but long. I don't see a tip. No, it's long. So 22-21, I believe, is the score. They're making the adjustment now. There it is. Ruth Stuckmeyer with the great math. Over to Emily Sedlowski. Polster. Now a big swing off a tip. That was tipped up front by a Thunder. So credit Courtney Strohmeyer with the kill. And it's 23-21. And the Pioneers will send Ashley Kimmen back to serve. Ellie Fisher replaces Emily Harold. Pioneers are 2 points now from a sweep. It is Ashley Kimmen serving at 23-21. To Bartel, off target and down. It's match point. Service winner for Ashley Kimmen, and it's 24-21. Looks like Samantha Paulson is coming in for Bartel. And also in is Drew Tempesta. Pat Tempesta for Paulson. But first, a timeout with match point on the line here for the Pioneers. The Thunder will talk it over.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Cerebacco, Ken's Cans, Red Rooster, Piers Sanitation, IP Concrete, Bob's Lumber, Lashes Auto Center, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Brickyard Bar, Lochner Plumbing, Little Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Campier Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Litke's Veterinary Service, MP
Barrett. All right, here we go with match point for the Pioneers. It is Ashley Kimmen to serve at 24-21. And here it comes. Kimmen serves to Tempesta up to the net. And that'll be a lift, and there's your match. Pioneers have swept Zimmerman in three. And we'll wrap this one up after this as the Pioneers defeat Zimmerman here in volleyball tonight on You Are There Sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Pioneers have won their second straight volleyball match in the Granite Ridge. They defeat visiting Zimmerman tonight in 3-25-8, 25-18, 25-21 to improve to 2-1, and they will be back here on Thursday night to welcome in the Mora Mustangs. It's about 7 o'clock for the varsity. We do have some breaking news tonight to tell you. The breaking news tonight, in exactly 2 months from tonight, is the first day of winter. Shocking, I know. Pioneers were very strong tonight all around, serving, net play, defense, passing. It all added up to a three-game sweep of Zimmerman. The Thunder now 0-3. They get their home opener on Thursday night. Little Falls will be in town. We'll wrap things up. It's a kind of a treacherous drive home, so we're not going to hang around too long tonight. We'll come back, and we'll have tonight's You Are There Sports Frosty's Bar and Grill player of the match, and then we'll close up shop and get ready for Thursday. Piers in a sweep over Zimmerman.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Well, tonight's You Are There Sports Frosty's Bar and Grill player of the game is senior Ellie Fisher, who was dominant up front tonight, had some good service trips to the line as well. But Ellie Fisher's name most notable tonight. She is tonight's Frosty's You Are There Sports player of the game. The return match for these two teams will be in Zimmerman in November the 12th, a Thursday night. The Pioneers will go to Zimmerman to complete the season series. It was Piers winning in three tonight. 25-8, 25-18, 25-21. The next match is Thursday back here against Mora, while Zimmerman, safe travels to them on the way home as they get their home opener on Thursday against Little Falls. Again, the final, Piers 3 and Zimmerman nothing in high school volleyball tonight on your home for Pioneer Sports. You Are There Sports. See you Thursday, everybody.